a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Hope you had a tremendous weekend, a great Monday. I hope you're good right now. And if you're not, I will try my best to help you out. Thank you so much. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And if nobody told you thank you today, I'm telling you thank you. Thank you for listening to CBS Sports Radio. If nobody else told you that, you heard it from me. I appreciate you. We've been hanging out for the past 3 hours. I'm only here for one more hour. My apologies, okay? Look, I get started every single weekday. That means Monday through Friday. Don't look for me on a weekend. Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific for my folks hanging out on the West Coast. For all my folks hanging out, I don't know, in Vegas. Maybe you're still getting the partying out of your system. We know the Super Bowl took place last night. To the surprise of no one, it has dominated our entire conversation this evening. And even this past hour, we had a great talk with NFL Hall of Famer, CFL, yes, Canadian Football League Hall of Famer, Warren Moon. Warren Moon came by as well. He shared some excellent insights that I'm going to replay for you momentarily. A lot of thoughts and opinions on Patrick Mahomes, some of the young quarterbacks. So if you missed our conversation with Warren Moon, you can hit rewind on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put the app on your phone and you can listen to last hour. Great conversation, great insight from Warren Moon. Also, earlier on in the show, we had a great conversation with Danan Hughes. Danan, former wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs in the 90s, and he is now a radio color analyst. And so he called the game last night. He hung out and went to the parties. And speaking of parties, Patrick Mahomes had the time of his life. He partied, and then he partied some more. And then the NFL stuck him at a press conference, you know, earlier in the day. I don't know how much sleep he got. And then because he's the MVP, they shuttled him out to California to hang out with Mickey Mouse, because that's what the winners do, right? They go to Disney World or Disneyland, whatever the hell which one it is. I don't know. And so Patrick Mahomes, maybe he'll get some rest between now and the Kansas City Chiefs parade, which will take place on Wednesday. Is Taylor Swift going to be there? I don't know. If she shows up, what do you get? A couple more million people? You get more armed security? I have no idea whatsoever. And speaking of relationships, and I'm going to get to the calls and talk Warren Moon and all this great stuff. Hey, Hickey, did you see that Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's son not together no more?
I did. Now, the one thing I did not know, maybe you can answer this for me. Didn't they get married or were they just engaged?
I don't know. I can't keep up. I just know it was always very peculiar to me that I felt like she was dating him to get back at Scotty. I felt like everybody's just trying to torture Scotty Pippen. And I don't think they got married. Maybe they were engaged. I don't know. They were just making Michael Jordan look silly. Well, at least making Scotty Pippen's feelings be hurt. But hey, relationships are 50-50. So
talk about a news dump, huh?
Oh, to have it announced the day after the Super Bowl, right? So, hey, everybody's talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You know, we're B-list, C-list, D, F, G, Michael Jordan's family. Who knows? But anyway, that I can't wait to see who Larsa Pippen connects with next. Let's see. I don't know. Phil Jackson, does he have? No, he doesn't.
Tony Kukoc, is he available?
Tony Kukoc. Is there anybody else? Isaiah, I'm trying to think of, it has to be related to Scotty. Not Michael. I don't know. It seems like Scotty likes anybody nowadays.
Yeah, he's got a lot of enemies.
Yeah, he's been talking a lot of crap.
He has.
Anyway, just I don't want to say old and bitter, but that's what he seems like. You would think when you're old and you've had as much success as they have, I don't know, but Scotty just needs to make his own documentary. But anyway, that's another team that three-peated. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs, picking up their second consecutive Super Bowl victory, knocked off the Eagles last year. They knock off the 49ers last night. They're trying to go for three in a row. And you want to know who's done this in NFL history? You want to know who's done this in Super Bowl history? The answer is nobody. Nobody. And Travis Kelce, on CBS after the victory, he was screaming about it to win three in a row.
Well, you know, the goal's always been to get three. But we couldn't get here without getting the two and having that target on our back all year. And I love these guys right here. The men that we just won this thing with, family forever, baby. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And how about it? We get a chance to do it three times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas and get back to it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure. Well, I think he should be on his way back to Kansas City. And if I heard correctly, and I don't know if they still want to do this, I believe Patrick Mahomes said, if we do win the Super Bowl, yeah, we can celebrate after the game, but that he would pay for everybody to go back again? I think that's overkill. Just stay home and do that. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, he spoke, and I assume a much calmer tone, to Westwood One after the game, and he talked about what this win means for his legacy.
It means the world. I mean, when I got here, I wanted to win as many as possible. I wanted back-to-back. We fell short last time, and to be able to come back and do it, it truly is special, but we're not done. That three-peat sounds real nice.
Yeah, man. You already got three. This is nuts. He's 28 years old. Three-time Super Bowl MVP, six-time Pro Bowler. He's been a Pro Bowler every year that he's been a starter. Offensive player of the year, throwing 50 touchdowns in his first full year. He does everything. He does everything. And, yeah, of course, they're natural comparisons. I mean, when he took on Tom Brady, and Tom Brady was still stuck on six, right? When Tom Brady had six, people are like, oh, you know, is Mahomes going to catch him? What's he going to do? And then we know Tom Brady picked up his seventh as Patrick Mahomes ran around behind a busted-up offensive line. And so as we look at this, is there a guarantee that Mahomes plays until he's 45? Does he want to play until he's 45? You know, is there another Super Bowl in his future? Are there no more Super Bowls in his future? I told you, we spoke to Warren Moon last hour. And I asked Warren Moon that question. You know, what does it take for Patrick Mahomes to be considered one of the best? Well, he is one of the best. What about just the best, period? This is what Warren Moon told us here last hour.
He's only 28, and he's just getting to his prime, believe it or not. It just depends on how long he wants to play and then how long he can still do all these special things that he does. Because at some point you're going to start to lose some of those things physically. When does that come? Does it come when he's, you know, 35? Does it come when he's 33? That's still another 5-6 years away. So he still has a chance to win as many Super Bowls as Tom, but I don't think he has to win as many to be considered as good. It's the way he's doing it right now, so early and so many of them. And if he continues at this rate, even if he finishes with 5 or 6 in how many years? You know, Tom played 23 years. I mean, if Patrick plays, what, 10, 12, 15 years, and he gets 6 Super Bowls, I mean, I think that's equivalent or better. So I just love the way the guy plays the game. You look at what he's done since he's been in the league. He's been to 6 straight AFC championship games. Every year that he has started, he's been to the championship game, and he's already been to 5 Super Bowls. So nobody's had that type of start, and I don't see him getting any worse because he has a very young defense. I'm sure they're going to make some improvements offensively, maybe get him a number one receiver. And if they do that, they're going to be that much more dangerous.
Yeah, I love what Warren Moon said, because success is like a fingerprint. It's unique to everybody. For all the, I don't even know how many people on Earth now. What are you up to, 6, 7, 8 billion? I have no idea. But there are no two fingerprints the same, unless science has already started to play around in that. I'm sure they had. I know they cloned that sheep at this point. What was that, 25 years ago? Hey, Hickey, do you remember that? Dolly the sheep, Sally, do you remember that?
I remember the cloning. I could not tell you how long ago. Maybe 15? Is that?
Oh, no. This longer was in than the late, that? Late 90s, yeah. Oh. Sally, Dolly, whatever that sheep's. That sheep is probably long gone and dead.
I was going to say, is that the clone still alive? If the clone's still alive, that could be problematic.
Nah, I don't think so, man. I don't know. It's something to Google in the break. Find out about Dolly, Sally the sheep, whatever the hell it is. Anyway. Success is different. Like, even if you forget sports, you're rarely going to find people, almost never, that have the same exact pathway to success. Everything, yeah, you can say we have the same amount of awards, you can say we have the same amount of this, but it's very rare because success, a lot of cases, is built off of failure. Nobody bats, quote unquote, 1,000. Nobody knocks down 100% of their threes. Nobody's passing rating is perfect every game. You know, you don't complete 100%. They're going to be drops. Like, you fail, and you get better, and you learn, or at least you're supposed to. And so when it comes specifically to sports, yeah, Tom Brady might have 7, but what happens if Patrick Mahomes just wins more MVPs? Not just Super Bowl MVPs, but just regular season MVPs. You know, we can look at LeBron James' career. He may not get, and it's probably unlikely that he gets to the 6th number that Michael Jordan has, but he's been great in his own regard. And longevity, scoring, he has things that Michael Jordan doesn't have. And we can play the woulda, coulda, shoulda game. Well, if Michael Jordan did this and that, then he would have this and that. And we could do that, but there's no guarantees there. I mean, we can look at Bill Russell and say, well, Michael Jordan doesn't have 11 like he does. And so just greatness comes in different forms and different facets. And in sports, especially sports media nowadays, we are so programmed to go, this is the benchmark. This guy can't reach that. This guy is not the GOAT. Like, I hate that crap. It's lazy. It happens on television. It happens on radio. It is the easiest conversation to tee up because it gets people going. Is it the deepest level of a convo that you could have? I don't necessarily think so, because it's not a one-size-fits-all. And so let's see what happens with Patrick Mahomes and the rest of his career. You know, is he going to get the 5 championships? Is he going to have 6? Is he going to break every passing record imaginable? We don't know. If he stays healthy enough, I would think so. He may decide to quit in 5 years or 10 years. We have no idea. Let's appreciate the ride, and let's see what he can continue to tack on. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Abdul is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Abdul.
Yeah, how you doing, sir? I appreciate you taking the call. First time caller.
Well, thank you. What's up?
Oh, my man. Now, I'm a 49ers fan, so I was at actually the Ravens game back in 13 when we lost, and that was a heartbreaker. But I had a smile on my face when it was all over because it was just beautiful. Last night it was sort of the same thing because you watching greatness. Like when you look at greatness, like you're looking at Pat Mahomes, you're seeing someone, you're getting beat by someone who's like one in a generation talent, like a Jordan, or even, it's not even. I compare LeBron away from Jordan because Jordan, like, had people, which you used the word earlier, the boogeyman. People are scared of Mahomes right now. People were scared of Jordan. People weren't really scared of more so of LeBron in that sense. And I really, like, didn't want to listen to a lot of the commentary today because that game could have turned any way. A lot of the 49er fans want to blame Purdy, you want to blame Kyle, you want to blame decision-making in overtime with balls, you know what I mean? Which way should we get the ball first or not? But at the end of the day, you got beat by greatness, and the fumble, the botched fumble actually changed the game around more than a lot of those so-called bad decisions anyway. So thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Abdul, for calling from Maryland. Yeah, there were a series of unfortunate events for the San Francisco 49ers. Whether you want to take a look at Christian McCaffrey losing a ball, you look at that punt, I mean, later on in the game, we saw that kick that got blocked. You can look at the decision-making when it came down to, well, should they have received the ball? Should they have kicked? Warren Moon, who's to argue with him? I ain't going to argue with Warren. He thought that it was fine what Kyle Shanahan did. Warren Moon said it was cool. He said it showcases that you have confidence in your team, that they're going to put up a score, and that you have to go ahead and answer. Well, I don't know if I want Patrick Mahomes having an answer. I don't want him having a ball in the first place, but I guess you can see what he does first and then draw that conclusion afterwards. But Kyle Shanahan, he spoke. And a matter of fact, let's listen to Kyle Shanahan. When it comes down to his decision-making, I know he said this. He says, I don't have any regrets. I wouldn't change anything. I coached the game the way I coached it. Listen to Shanahan.
What I can't live with is when I do stuff that I didn't plan on doing or that I didn't do and second-guess myself. And I'm proud of what we did today as a coaching staff and as players in terms of we worked and we did everything that we planned on doing. We just didn't get it done. And any play that didn't work out, yeah, you always look at that stuff. But that's how every game is, and that's what we work at.
Yeah, but then the question is, how much did y'all really, really work? Because it was embarrassing. And maybe they don't feel embarrassed, but I would. I don't know why they would say it. You had a couple of players on the 49ers who said, we didn't know the overtime rules. You know, so whether you are or Eric Armstead or whether you are Kyle Juszczyk and you don't know what the overtime rules are, it seems like they didn't discuss it. And we heard after the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs, oh, we practiced this. Well, maybe Kyle Shanahan didn't need to practice it because he knew what he was going to do, but it comes across as unprepared. And this is life, right? Perception is reality. And if you're going to give people the fuel to draw the conclusion, then you can't be mad if it actually exists. I mean, listen to this. Eric Armstead is just like, well, I didn't know the overtime rules until I saw it on the video board.
I didn't even know about the new playoff overtime rule, so it was a surprise to me. I didn't even really even know what was going on in terms of that. They put on the scoreboard, and everyone was like, oh, even if you score, they get a chance still. So,
yeah, what do I know? I just show up and play. I don't know. Me, if I'm doing something, I want to know what's going on. And does everybody know the rules to the NFL game? And no, come on now. But the overtime rule, pretty prominent of a change. All right? The reason why they implemented it a couple seasons ago is because the Buffalo Bills and the Chiefs went blow for blow, and Buffalo didn't get a chance to go out there and answer back in what was at that time a classic game. It's just like, hey, give them one more chance to answer back. So just pretty odd. Maybe the players have their heads so down and they work so hard that they don't know anything else going on. But that's not a good look for Mr. Shanahan. 855-212-4CBS. Scott is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Scott.
Yo, what's up, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm great. What's up?
Yeah, so, dude, I just wanted to, like, all due respect to Pat Mahomes, man, and the Chiefs, like, they are turning into a dynasty. But Josh Allen is always going to be standing in their way. He's a leader in touchdowns, should have been the MVP. I don't care what anyone says about his turnovers. And he's always going to be there, man. The Bills' defense was decimated by injuries the whole year. Chiefs were healthy when they played the Bills, man. Like, I want to see them at their full powers against each other, and we'll see who rules the AFC.
Scott, can you give me help me out. Give me a 20-second summation on your point.
Basically, man, if the Bills' defense was healthy, they would have, could have. I'm glad you know it. I'd rather have Josh Allen than Pat Mahomes. I'd rather have Josh Allen than anybody. And he's always going to be standing in the way. The Chiefs ain't going to have no dynasty.
Josh Allen is standing in the way. They've stepped over him more recently. Like three of the last four, they've moved him out the way.
Dude, he's 4-4 against the Chiefs.
When it comes to the postseason, who's had more success? Who's been moved the hell up on out the way? Is it Josh Allen and Mahomes' way, or is Mahomes and Josh Allen's way?
Mahomes is in his way so far.
Okay. Oh, so far. Okay, Scott. Well, like you said, what did you say? Woulda, coulda, shoulda?
Yeah, that's exactly it, man.
Woulda, coulda,
put your money where your mouth is, JR.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda amounts to, you know what? Nothing. Zero. Scott, thank you. Appreciate you, okay?
Yeah, later.
Okay, bye. That was a dumbass call. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. If I had wings, I would be flying. But I don't. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Like, I can woulda, coulda, shoulda. You go woulda, coulda, shoulda somebody to death. You know what that gets you? Nothing. It doesn't bring them back. Josh Allen is standing in Mahomes' way? What are we doing here? Josh Allen wouldn't give you that take. That was dumb. I'm sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. I'll get some more of your calls. Maybe they hopefully make a little bit more sense. And then I want to tell you what took place this day in history in the world of sports. What a shocker. It involves Patrick Mahomes. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, that's somebody that's used to Vegas now, isn't he? Well, not anymore. Thank God Sugar Shane ain't fighting no more. Thank you so much. But it was nice to, speaking of Vegas, yeah, we got Usher playing in the background. We had Will.i.am yesterday and Ludacris and Alicia Keys and her. I love Usher. So I know a lot of people didn't care for the halftime show. I saw a lot of people did. I don't know what the overall, you know, vibe or feeling is. I enjoyed it. And I don't remember every halftime show. I'm not interested. I do know you had Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. I don't remember anything about that. I don't really remember The Weeknd. I do know he had a million clones. I remember Katy Perry because she came out on a giant lion. Michael Jackson from when I was a kid. Man, what am I missing here? I don't remember these things. Coldplay, I know they did it. I just, it's tough. Dr. Dre in Los Angeles, I remember that. It's just, yeah. And that was, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago? You want to know how interested I am? Well, that's right. Rihanna did it last year, and she was pregnant. She didn't do anything. She was pregnant, so God bless her. She's getting... Well, she was on those platforms that just elevated. Sounds like a hazard to me, but she did it. I enjoyed Usher, and he's just so many songs, and he's going on tour, and he's killing it. I enjoyed it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Gabriel is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gabriel?
That last guy, man, he was just...
Terrible talking about how you'd rather take Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes, brother. Come on, it's like saying you'd rather take LeBron over Michael Jordan. Just come, that's just an idiotic thing, man. And Chris was a legendary halftime show, and I'm young, so. Oh, you're right, in the rain. You're right. Thank you, Gabriel, for calling from Oregon. Yeah, we had a caller who was from Buffalo who said, I'll take Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes. Okay. Then as of right now, you like the guy losing. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. You like a loser. Ask Josh Allen whose success he'd rather have, his own or Mahomes. Come on now. 855-212-4CBS. Bill is calling from Portland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bill?
JR, my friend, you called it with Usher, man. I mean, dude just tore it up on that halftime show. And I was not a huge Usher fan previous to that. I've heard him before. I know what you're saying about the talent and all, but he just blew it up, man.
Well, he's a child star, so he's been around for 30-plus years. He's only in his mid-40s. He still looks he looks amazing. I knew he was going to take his shirt off yesterday, and that was going to take people to another level. But he's an excellent singer. He's a dancer. He does it all. He's a pure entertainer. I mean, there's very few people that you could say, hey, I'm just going to do a million shows in Vegas and sell them out and then go on. He has five shows that he's doing here in Atlanta in the arena. Five. And he's a great entertainer. So I give him his just due.
Hey, if I could say real quick, too, man, there's sour grapes. And then there's my brother that was just calling from Buffalo. Because if Mahomes, I'm sorry, but if Josh Allen is in the way of Mahomes, kind of like, you know, what, who was it from Buffalo back in the day? Jim Kelly was in Joe Montana's way, right? About four, the same way?
Four in a row that they lost. Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, man. He's got that all backwards. And I'm sorry. I know he's got a good man there, quarterback, but Mahomes is the man. Thanks for the show, brother. You do a great show. We really appreciate you.
Well, no, I appreciate you for calling from Portland. Y'all got some great beer up there. I need to make my way back soon, Bill, okay? I got great beer up in Portland. I enjoy it. Hey, Hickey, you ever been up there?
No, never been. Looks beautiful, though.
Yeah, it's nice. It's beautiful. There's a good part that's beautiful. Let's just put it that way. Not every part, but I can say that for a lot of places now, you know?
That's true, but hey, you sold me on good beer.
Yeah, well, is that guy still sleeping in the bank downstairs, by the way?
if he is, it's not every night. I've not seen him recently.
Ah, okay. Who's letting him in? He got a bank card?
You'd be surprised. The homeless people I see have phones now, everything. Venmo.
I have a digital world, right?
That's you got to update with the times, I guess.
I left the studio one day in New York, and I said, there's a guy sleeping in the bank. I said, well, okay. He better off than me. It was warm in there. I was freezing my ass off. 855-212-4CBS. Marshall is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Marshall.
Well, good evening, JR. Hope all is going well. Hope you enjoyed the game yesterday, too.
I did. Thank you.
It was a great game, and didn't have a dog in the hunt, although I have family and friends who are 49er people. I know that they're hurting a bit right now, but it was a tremendous game. And, you know, if you're going to talk about it, you know, you're with all due respect to your caller from Buffalo, if you're going to talk about people getting in the way, that's like also saying Stockton and Malone got in the way of number 23. They're the all-time great to a lot of us, so. You just have it, Scott, I love you, but you got it a little backwards there, I'm afraid. And we were a woulda, coulda, shoulda, too, against the 49ers, but it is what it is. And, you know, you just have to move on from things. But I think that the key point in the game yesterday that has not been mentioned enough, maybe it has. I had to go to the dentist today. I've had been busy. No. I had a clean bill of health for the most part. So I was busy today, But the missed extra point was huge. Would have changed a lot of strategy, a lot of things, and it might have come down that Mahomes would have had to do his magic at 20-16, which would not have been easy to do.
Yeah, no, sure, and there were plenty of those. But that I guess that was kind of one of the last. It's standout from towards the end of the game. You know, I think we can look at the punt. Where it hit off of the guy's leg, that was certainly a change as well. But that, you miss points and have it blocked, that certainly can change things up. Well, thank you, Marshall. Yeah. I'm glad you got a clean bill of health.
Thank you, and you guys take care, and we'll be talking in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marshall.
Take care.
You too. Hey, Marco Belletti, man, did you enjoy the overall Super Bowl experience?
I did. And look, the game was sloppy. It was ugly. And then it came down to the wire, which is all you can ask. As much as you want a four-quarter great game, that's hard to do. We had a great fourth quarter. We had a great overtime.
Yeah, overtime. It's Patrick Mahomes looked like the Terminator out there, right? Like, he could not be stopped. He had a look in his eye. He just kept going and going and going until they won. And it's just like, that was too easy. It was like a slow death looking at the bench for the 49ers, it's like they knew they were cooked.
And that's the thing. As much as we want to look at that extra point, and obviously it changed everything, but do you really, truly believe that Mahomes, if he was down four, wouldn't have found a way to get in the end zone and regulation and win it then? Like, it seems inevitable. When he has the ball in his hands and he has to make a play, he makes it every time. It's inevitable, and it's got to be soul-crushing on the other side, especially when you know it's coming.
Yeah, it's the name of the game. That's sports and how it rolls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We'll get to more of your calls before we roll out. I also want to take a look on the other side of the break at something that took place this day in sports history. Guess what? It also involves Patrick Mahomes. I will explain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I appreciate you. And I appreciate you being mindful of safety. Thank you. Yeah, drive safe, people. Don't be a nut out here. You got to share the road. Don't be an ass about it, okay? It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll take more of your calls before I got to roll out and shut up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's brought to my attention right now. San Antonio Spurs are beating the Toronto Raptors 122-95. Victor Wembanyama, all 7'4" of the guy, he has a triple-double with blocks. 27 points, 10 blocks, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. He's 10 of 14 from the field. Victor Wembanyama certainly feeling it tonight up in Toronto. It may be his new favorite city. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take some of your calls, and then I want to let everybody know about something that took place this day in sports history. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. We got Brandon calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking the call. I had a quick question about the play calling for the 49ers. But it just seemed like they started off consistently, you know, running, passing the ball, eventually getting a trick play, score a touchdown. I applaud Shanahan's aggressive play calling, but it seemed like they went away from the run. What's the mentality behind that?
To get away from the run and win? The second half?
Yeah, it seemed like in the second half, even late, you know, maybe second quarter, they got away from the run. I just feel like they became predictable.
Well, I think overall they became conservative. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to keep the ball out of the hands of Patrick Mahomes. There's no guarantee there. I think that there are larger issues with the mistakes, whether it's the I don't want to call it a muffed punt, the punt that went off of the return guys, not the return guys, went off of the 49ers guy's leg. There was that.
Yes, sir.
I think later on in the game, I think we saw the extra point that got blocked. I think a lot of people are looking directly towards Kyle Shanahan and his decision at the end of the game in overtime to receive the ball. I just think, and someone actually said this, another caller pointed it out, when you think about that touchdown pass from Juwan Jennings where he threw it to Christian McCaffrey, one of the callers said that was indicative to him that Kyle Shanahan was afraid and that he didn't have any confidence in his guys to move it forward. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jared. Yeah, I kind of agree with that because it seemed like that was my reason for the call is like once they coughed it up on the run game early, they kind of went away from it too.
Yeah, but here's what you got to keep in mind. Like you can't do anything about having Patrick Mahomes on the other side. Like, there's nothing to do but be conservative. And it's not like the 49ers are a team that, I mean, this is something that they do. I think it'd be one thing if we never saw them, you know, telling Deebo Samuel, hey, man, you throw the ball. Or Juwan Jennings, who played quarterback in high school. A lot of dudes did, but he was actually a highly touted recruit. If this was just another team trying, quote-unquote, crap or trying to dig deep into the bag of tricks, then I think it's a little safer to say that the 49ers were scared or that they got away from things. But I believe that they took on a team that is, I don't want to say superior, but got the best player, and that's why the Chiefs went out there and won.
Well, I saw I honestly believe that the Chiefs were going to win the game. They were the favorite to me, even though the line didn't say so.
Sure.
Based on, you know, previous history and Mahomes and whatever else you want to say, I just felt like Christian McCaffrey wasn't as big a part of the game plan as he could have been.
Well, he had a lot of yards. I think he had 80 yards on the ground and also had 80 yards receiving, so it wasn't like he was non-existent. But you are right. And I'm not going to say that that made a huge difference in his usage. We know he doesn't fumble the football. He fumbled the football early yesterday to start the game. I don't want to say that that had a huge impact, because he is one of the best running backs that we've seen in the NFL over the past, I'd push it into probably 20 years. So, you know, we'll see if they can bounce back next year. It's certainly not going to be easy. Brandon, thank you for calling from Tennessee, man.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, we got to see what's going to take place next year. As of right now today, if you want to go ahead and take a look at Vegas, the 49ers, they are the odds-on favorite for right now to go ahead and win the Super Bowl next year. The Kansas City Chiefs, who just won last night, they're second. You could see that as flawed logic. No team has ever won three in a row. Chalk that up for what you want to. A matter of fact, when we spoke to Warren Moon last hour, Warren Moon, he pretty much answered that. I said, hey, Warren, what are the Chiefs' chances of winning three in a row? This is what Warren Moon said.
They'll have as good a chance as anybody, no question about it, because of their young defense. And I think they're set pretty good contract-wise with all the people on their football team, so it should be good.
Yeah, let's see what happens with Chris Jones. He is going to be a free agent. We know that he held off at the beginning of the year to get some more cash, get some more bread. He did show up to work, still had a dominant season as an interior defensive lineman, and he might be going elsewhere. And this is what happens when you have a championship team. Tyreek Hill, where's he at? Took the money, went down to Miami. And Chris Jones, he might go elsewhere. He's like, man, I got my championships. Let me just go get some more cash. Or maybe he decides to stick around. Time will tell. Now it's time to share with you something that has taken place this day in sports history. Okay, look, it's Monday, February 12th in the year 2024. Still sounds weird to me to say that we're in the year 2024, but here we are. And on this day, last year, the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. They went out there and they beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. Another comeback by Patrick Mahomes. Man had to throw two touchdowns in the fourth. Had to kick that game winner. And they win again. What else is new? And that is this day in sports history. And it was only last year. Congratulations, Patrick Mahomes. I think his career is going to be dotted with a few of these. A matter of fact, running around with that bum busted up ankle, you may not even remember that. Patrick Mahomes, he spoke last year, and he says the doubters helped him win that Super Bowl.
It's hard not to hear that stuff, especially in today's age and social media and everything like that. And so you hear how not good we're going to be, and all you can do is prove it on the football field. I'm not a guy that's going to respond and say stuff back to people or anything like that on social media. I'm just going to go out there and prove it on the football field.
Thank you. Nice, right? We got enough people complaining and whining and talking crap on social media. Oh, man. Could you imagine, and I hope it doesn't happen, could you imagine if Patrick Mahomes had one of these podcasts? Then he'd be unbearable. But as of right now, he still seems cool to me. I got no problem with the guy. I know there was all this villain talk. They asked him about being a villain last week, but no problem here. Wife might be annoying. Brother might be annoying. Dad might be getting in trouble. All of that stuff. Kelsey might be on the fringe of annoying now with this whole Taylor Swift stuff. But Mahomes, you don't bother me, not yet. 855-212-4CBS. Ike is here from Memphis. Go ahead, Ike.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
I'm excellent. Go ahead, Ike. We're towards the end.
Hey, appreciate you taking my call, man. Just a quick conversation here, man. I'm a big-time Dallas Cowboy fan.
No.
But, man, I got to give it to Magic Mahomes, man. He's the best that I've ever seen besides Tom Brady. And I'm going to hang up and talk to you later, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Well, he certainly looked like the Terminator last night. He had a look in his eye. There was no doubt. There was nothing that was going to shake him, nothing that was going to move him. We see enough quarterbacks that look like they're sweating, like they don't want the moment, or that you expect for them to throw the moment away. Not him. Patrick Mahomes looked like he knew what he was going to do, and he went out there flat, period, to the point, and he did it. Ralph is here from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Beat Show. Ralph, you got to go quick.
Good morning, JR. Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. Hey, JR, I really liked the game. It was really fair played in both sides, to be honest with you, even though Shanahan did fumble the overtime. I felt like he should have called a better plays, and I felt like he's just overshadowing his overplay by telling people he did misunderstand. But if you did not realize, Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback, and I feel like every quarterback should have his mentality to look at the game the way he looked at the game, because he took the game in his own hand and say, if you're standing in my way, you better not be, because I'm going for that championship, and I'm taking it for myself. And everybody should have that mentality that he has.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph, for calling from Miami. I think a big part of having that mentality is decision making. And if you're not confident in the decisions that you make, it's hard to have a cutthroat mentality. It's very clear. He doesn't just have the physical tools, physical skill set. Like, the way his brain works and processes information and makes decisions speaks for itself. To have 5,000 yards passing, 40-plus touchdowns, and only 7 or 8 interceptions in the postseason is remarkable. And the man just got here. And he is only 28 years old. It's nuts. You've been listening to the JR Sport Beat Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to Warren Moon for joining us earlier on in the show. If you missed that conversation, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you as well to Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver and current analyst. Thank you to Ryan Hickey for holding it down on the boards and you for listening. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You've been listening to the JR Sport Beat Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move, don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler, he is up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.